Thank you for listening to the Hub Show podcast. Brought to you by Venue Media.
Portions of the Hub Show podcast are brought to you by our good friends at Hardy Pet, where we love your pets too. The brand is built on the owner's love for all animals and hold the highest regard for their pets' nutrition. Check these guys out at HardyPet.com. Top pet food brands like Almo Nature, Ancestry, Cranimals, Dogswell, From, Jurassic Pet, Origin, Upcountry, Wellness, Zooks, and many, many others. Headquartered in Maryland, they ship everywhere. They're right there online, HardyPet.com. And just like the Hub Show, you can find Hardy Pet on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. They're out there, all over the place, shipping all over the place. These guys are killing it. They love your pets. HardyPet.com, 800-851-2809. And the first order, you save 10% when you're shopping online. So check it out. HardyPet.com, Hardy Pet, where we love your pets too.
Happy birthday!
Hey, yo, Hub Show.
Podcasting and broadcasting about everything and nothing. From the center of the universe, the Hub City, and covering Baltimore, New York, D.C., Philly, Pittsburgh, and all points in between. It's Hub City's own, The Hub Show. And now, here are your hosts, Shay Lewis, Chris Canfield, and Jay Heisch.
Three, two, one,
the Hub Show.
There
we
you go.
Jay's in the house. Jay Lewis is in the house.
What's up?
Left field, Canfield.
Yeah,
Chris,
what's up?
Canfield, what's
Speaking
going
of
on?
Jerking chicken.
We're kicking it here at
the popo knocking
downtown.
At your door.
Coach Jameer King's in the house.
What's
they're
going on?
They're getting bored with knocking on my door.
And we got the games going on here, but
it's not looking good for the Patriots.
Yeah, not looking good.
The Eagles lost.
About 6:30 here on the East Coast.
The Redskins lost.
That's good, 24-3.
Actually,
New England's down to Jacksonville.
I knew it was going to be a tough game. I had it all in my
mind. This ain't tough. This is a whooping.
Did you get a whooping earlier today?
Yeah,
did you get your work?
We just lost. Y'all getting
Eagles
whooped.
Eagles lost. Patriots lost.
Redskins lost.
Caps lost.
Holy moly.
Who cares about
who
the
Who won? Did anybody win?
Steelers lost.
Yeah, Jackson.
Nobody won.
The Steelers
won,
lost?
Huh?
Atlanta won. But we beat Atlanta last week, so.
Atlanta is good at the beginning of the year, and then at the end they get
I don't know how you can have a game where both teams lose.
There was a tie.
It's a tie. That's a loss to me. A double loss.
That's
no winner.
Not what it says in the record books.
So, hey, it's look at us, Shay. It's a birthday.
Happy birthday.
Hey. Yeah.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Feels 45 like it, is coming in.
45?
Yeah, 45, yeah.
It's coming in. I said it's coming in.
That was 2 days ago.
What about you?
I'm 45.
You're 45? You two the same age?
That's that 1973.
That's
1973.
Right.
The year of the funk.
Best year on the planet.
Earth, wind, and fire.
Earth, wind, and fire.
Yeah, that's my song, September.
Yeah.
September.
Wait,
Chris, how old are you? I was about to find out.
Oh.
How old are you?
37.
Oh,
you're the same age as my brother. He just turned 37 on Jay's birthday.
Yeah.
Shout out to my brother, Toot.
I'm old enough that I have to actually think before I say what my age is. People ask me, and I go, wait a minute. I got to do some math in my head.
I'm 45, so I was born in 72. So I'll be 46 end of the year.
Ah.
Wait, when?
End of the year, December.
Oh. So you're a couple months ahead of us here.
I'm a year ahead of you.
In December.
72.
Yeah, it's not a year.
Okay. It's not, you're not a full year.
10 months.
Yeah.
You know, while you were being born, we were being created.
That's right. We was incubating.
In and out, the yin and the yang, it's all the same shit.
Yin and the yang. One, two, three, pool.
Yeah.
So you're born in the 70s. You were a child of the 80s then.
Oh, yeah.
Born in
the
70s.
You guys were all about
Atari
the flock of seagulls
happened,
and shit, right?
No, I wasn't about the flock.
I had 8-track
Duran Duran.
As a kid.
Duran.
I listened to some Duran Duran. Metallica. Guns N' Roses.
Public Enemy.
Public Enemy.
DMC. The Heyday.
Yeah.
All that good stuff.
All that.
Sugar Hill Gang.
When he was Michael Jackson.
Yeah. Bruce Willis, Die Hard first came out then.
Yeah.
All the Die Hard.
Hey.
Yeah.
I watched them on Moonlight.
Yeah.
Back in the day.
Yeah.
Go.
And we had that song "Born in the USA" going.
Yeah, that.
You remember that?
Uh-huh. Remember there when Thriller came out?
Yep.
You guys don't know nothing about that.
Yeah, they don't know.
You know about it, but you had to be there when it came out, right?
It was
like MTV was
MTV
when they
was,
just played videos.
Was born,
BET came out.
BET was in the '80s.
Yeah,
the late '80s.
Everything was
late '80s.
As far as cable,
the first music video on MTV was '81.
Cell phone came out. So y'all don't need, you remember the cell phone beepers?
Remember the pagers?
We had the pagers.
Yeah, I had a pager.
I had a pager.
Yeah.
Pager. Everything had a code. Yeah. 911 Then call me back. You could turn your pager upside down and
say
hello.
Boobs.
Yeah. Or the 304.
304. Right.
You can make it say
that
boobs.
Yeah.
That was the booty call. 304.
58008.
Was hello.
That's the code for boobs.
Over boobs.
On the calculator.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we had some good things. Then we evolutionized ourselves to the big old
carrot.
The bag phones.
Here we are.
You had a bag phone?
Yep.
Yeah. I wasn't privileged enough.
No, I didn't have a bag phone.
Yeah, the bag phone that you put in your car. And
yeah.
Yep.
I went from a pager to a... one of the, not even a flip phone. It was like a, it looked like a phone, like a cordless phone from your house.
Yeah.
Had to carry that thing around with me all the time.
Hey, we came out with the party line, and then you had the three-way.
Wait, Shane, what year did you get a cell phone?
Ooh.
Mine 2002.
Mine's way before then.
Really?
Really?
I was in the 90s.
Mine was probably 98 or 97.
Late. I remember 2000, people let me use their phone from a trade show, but hurry up, man, my minutes. It's all about the minutes.
All about the minutes.
Yeah, you don't hear that anymore, like there's you have a track phone.
No Wi-Fi. Internet.
Anymore.
No. Yeah. What's long distance? You don't even got dial one for anything
these
anymore.
These kids don't know what a phone booth is. It's
telephone.
No. I remember going on like Napster and downloading music, and you used to sit there at the computer. You used to sit at the computer and just watch that little thing tick. Hey, I would sit there for hours waiting on one song to come down.
Pop culture Napster did to the music industry.
Yes,
it just has not been the
it's
same.
Not been the same. It's kind of like what Redbox did to Blockbuster.
Yes, Redbox to put Blockbuster to shame.
I remember.
And
Netflix has put
Amazon TV.
Well, cable's on its way out. You don't have cable anymore, right? Yeah.
No, I don't. You know what?
Fire stick.
My husband did because it's football season. He went and talked to DirecTV. He only paid like $6 a month plus some change just to watch the
NFL ticket.
That's NFL ticket.
Last year to cut the cord. Mm-hmm. I was boxing my DirecTV boxes up. I called AT&T, right, because they handle it now. Mm-hmm. They're like, fine, okay, send it back. They sent me the things and send it back.
Yep.
That same night, DirecTV comes calling. Go, hey,
No.
I go, what do you mean what's going on? I'm going to cut the cord. I said, I'm going to save half my bill just going on the Roku stick.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I got my cable bill cut down in half.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I got
some business is better than no business.
That's what they want.
Right.
And
AT&T
I tell you,
didn't care. But DirecTV came around like 6 hours later going, what are you doing? You know?
Yeah. Well, we'll do anything to keep your business. Yeah. We'll do anything. I'm like, anything?
The Fire Stick is legit.
I love it.
Roku Stick is the shit. That's all the shit.
Man,
I'm
going to
get the
same.
Cube.
The Apple TV.
I cut the cord so long ago that they didn't even offer me. any discounts.
They didn't think it'd stick around.
Yeah.
They said, because you're left.
I haven't had TV in like 6 or 7 years now.
Now you got Pluto.
Yeah, I'm loving Pluto.
Yeah, you're addicted to that, huh?
Yeah.
Pluto.
Yeah.
Pluto TV. I got Pluto TV.
It's a new app. You can get it off of Apple TV or Roku or something. It's a new app.
I got Pluto TV.
And it just, you can surf just like real TV. Like you can surf up and down channels.
My sister.
And leave it play live.
He was watching Inspector Gadget.
Inspector
Gadget was funny.
The real Inspector Gadget.
The original cartoon.
Wow.
Yeah. Do you see Thundercats?
I haven't seen Thundercats on there yet.
They're on Netflix though.
What about? But I'm just like
the Flintstones was on there.
She-Ra.
MacGyver.
MacGyver. Yeah.
You can get some of the stuff on Hulu too. It's like the competition for that stuff now. It's killer.
Oh, I get Hulu free through Sprint. Hey.
Right. I'm almost.
Do you?
I'm almost ready to drop Hulu.
Why?
Just because I can get it everywhere else. I get off Netflix. I get off Crackle. Pluto.
Crackle TV, yeah.
I just never turn on Hulu anymore.
Crackle TV. Mm.
Crackle. I was watching that and killing my data years ago.
Yeah.
Killing before, yeah.
Cracker TV.
Cracker TV.
Yeah, Crackle.
Crackle.
Again,
Crackle.
Leave it to Beaver.
Crackle's good stuff.
What's happening now?
I love them.
I grew up watching all those reruns, man.
With reruns.
That's how I fell in love with the Doobie Brothers.
Jeffersons.
Mel's Diner. Remember Mel's Diner?
Alice.
227.
Amen.
The
Jeffersons.
Different Strokes.
Sanford and Son was my jam.
Here's what I could never get into was MASH. I could never get into MASH.
I never got pregnant. With my third child. Like, I started really understanding.
Watching MASH?
Understanding it?
Uh-huh.
I was in the military. I come back trying to watch that show. I don't understand.
Yeah, right. Oh,
that was the era, the 70s and 80s. The TV themes, man.
Public service announcement, breaking news. Patriots got a touchdown.
Patriots got a touchdown.
FYI, the score is 24-9. We'll give them 10.
You know what? You know what? No one told you.
We'll give them 10.
No one told you.
We'll give them 10.
Thank you.
Still two touchdowns down.
We got Jameer Shea back in here for football now.
Back in here. We never got here the first time. I'm just saying.
Well, I'm saying. You were here over the summer at the bar. That's a little different, though. The only thing on was baseball.
No, yeah, we had basketball going.
Oh, no, we were watching the trades. That's right.
The basketball. And, you know, Jameer now LeBron is now with the L.A. Lakers.
He is. Yeah, can't wait to see what they do.
Nothing.
So what did you get into this weekend, Shay?
Well, I went to the Uprise concert yesterday in Shippensburg, Pennsylvania, and it was awesome. Very awesome.
Somebody told me you was out there shaking your tail feathers.
Throwing bows.
I was doing the crip walk. I was I went all the way back. I did the mosh point.
Really?
Mosh pit.
That's what I did. The mosh pit at the heavy metal.
It wasn't. I think she said it Mosh Point.
No, I didn't mean that. Okay, the mosh pit.
That means she wasn't really there. Maybe she was somewhere.
I did the mosh pit with one group came out called Demon Hunter. I said, "Oh nope, that's not me. I don't want to be."
That's how you get in there. That's a good one.
But it's a Christian. It was Christian. It was a Christian. Concert.
Yeah, that's why she's still got all her teeth.
Jesus and his disciples.
That's why she's still got all her teeth.
It was great. It was great. A lot of people I met from
Kurt Cobain.
Well, I met a lot of people from the South, like from the A. From the A, that was like doing it up, and then I had some people from Dallas, Texas. So shout out to those artists. 116 was a big hit. KP.
116?
Yeah, 116.
Was 112 there?
No, 112. 116 was there. He's from Houston. Shout out to 116. And then you got some people from
And her.
Oh, thank you for a happy birthday.
Thank you.
Yes.
He looked at me, but he sang
thank
to you.
You. Right? Thank
he just
you.
Sang, he just sang happy birthday.
But back to what I was saying, there was another artist, Trip Lee. He's from Dallas, Texas. Trip Lee. Not Trip Lee.
Yeah, not
Triple H.
Triple H.
Not Triple H. Trip Lee. Trip Lee was he gave the business. He was really good. But they was all hype. It was like at a real hip-hop concert. So they have different stages. They had a heavy metal, the hip hop stage, they had, you know, the modern
stages,
yeah, it was good.
You
I had
all of them,
all genres.
Yeah. Country covered.
You know, I didn't hear country. No. Country, no.
I think it's country's already Christian.
Yeah. Right.
So
somewhat.
Yeah. But yeah, it was great. It was so many kids out there from everywhere. I made some connections. Then they invited the Hub Show to come out next year.
Really?
So I'm trying to meet with the guy. Yes. So we can podcast next year from Uprise.
Grow and grow.
Yes.
Nice. And I'm going to show you how to mosh pit.
Well, you show me how to
I'm
mosh
gonna
pit.
I'm going to get in there take some people
down. It's a Christian
down.
Organization.
I'm taking some people
that's
down.
Not, Jesus won't take. Jesus, take the wheel for Christmas. Jesus, take the wheel.
Jesus, please take the wheel.
Yeah. They did out and all that kind of stuff. They was really into it.
Yeah.
I was like, you were into it too. Yeah, I was rocking it.
The vibe was going.
I brought my Metallica, Guns N' Roses. Yeah.
Anything's got to be better than the last mosh pit I was in. Somebody threw up in.
It
was not me. I got out when I watched the guy throw up.
Okay.
I was like, are you chucking in the pit? And he's like, I was like, all right, I'm out of here. Ain't nobody slipping and falling in that. My buddies texted me. They were like, where'd you go? I said, somebody threw up in the pit. I'm out.
Well, I tell you what, our youth group really enjoyed it. At first, they was very like, oh, I don't know if I want to. You know how kids are. They knock stuff before they try it. Right. Once they got there, they was all into it, and they saw me how down I was, crip walking and all that stuff.
You was crip walking to gospel music?
Yes. They was doing it all. Junior. I mean, I did it. I mean, like, hey, it's for Jesus.
She's from the Dallas Crips.
Yeah. Yeah. You got to teach them kids. You can't knock it till you try it.
Yeah, they liked it. They's all ready for next year. They like, I'm ready.
Gospel music, so spinach, anal sex. Don't knock it till you try it.
You don't need to put all of that.
He does all that in his mind.
On a short pier.
We're gonna stay over here. I think you need to move left.
The table's dividing us.
I'm looking out for your safety. Hey,
however, Chris is so much like an acquired taste because it's taken me a minute to be up. Like, yeah, this guy.
I almost dropped the microphone and walked away.
The first time, well, it started at the Super Bowl, and I was like, Jay, you got to get him. The people he's bringing over, he's got, I mean, and then he hands over his headset and microphone, and then he dips as he brings his mayhem. Like, who does that?
That's awesome, though, man.
Yeah, it's take yeah. acquired. It's like,
it's an acquired, he's right? an acquired lover.
He is, he's 2-1, so it does take two to keep, yeah. to catch up.
Just think there are some so-called professionals around here complaining about you, and that's why they didn't get the Hub Show in their studio.
Really?
What?
Really?
No.
I'm getting complaints around town.
You know, a little Shug.
Huh?
He thought we needed to clean it up a little bit.
Really?
I was like, there's the door, pal.
Oh.
Don't let the door hit you.
Where the good Lord split you.
Good Lord split you.
I'll give him something to clean up.
Thank you very much.
And hey, listen, the only way he's going to hear about it is if what? He's listening.
Hello.
How you doing?
He should have been out at the pool hall on Friday. He could have cleaned up something I left in the parking lot.
Oh.
Yeah.
Some habits are just hard to let go.
I'm telling you. I got this blow and go in the car now, right? So it used to be like I would take, if I drank a case of beer a week, I would spread it out over the course of a week. Well, now I can't drive anywhere after I drink, so I just jam it into an hour. I just go balls out.
You sure just go balls out.
Friday night, I went balls out, man. I was throwing up and stuff. Yeah, it was crazy. Yeah, I got transferred from one person's car to another person's car.
Because?
And I woke up on somebody's couch.
No, you don't even know.
Do you know whose couch you
But I rested. And
it was a good day.
I all day Saturday was a good day. Saturday was a good day.
Did you know who
Saturday
he was with?
Saturday I woke up. Did you know
who he was with?
Yeah, all this was planned out. I pre-planned all this.
You did not pre-plan your hangover.
Yeah, I planned on all this.
You did not pre-plan your hangover.
Well, I had to go shoot pool on Thursday, and I had to stay sober the whole time I was shooting pool. So
that wasn't fun
So I planned it out. I said, all right, how about you take me to the pool hall, and then you drive me home. So
that's how you did it.
After I left Tilt with Jay.
Oh, I saw you.
I started drinking, and then somebody came and picked me
like
up.
Where's
Tilt at?
Poor man's Dave and Buster's.
It's in that mall.
It's where Macy's was.
Yeah.
They done ruined the mall.
I don't get out much. Not Tilt a Kilt.
Not Tilt a Kilt.
Just Tilt.
Just Tilt. It's an arcade.
Oh.
Yeah.
Seemed like you had a lot of fun.
That's all right. Yeah, it's pretty good. A Tilt is, anyways. And then I whooped ass at pool. And then I decided to go all in.
Dangerous. So I got my camera on you, right?
Yeah. What's happening?
And it says, "Do you want to add Chris Canfield to this video?"
Really?
Yeah.
Honest to God.
How does it know who I am?
Our girl Jen Stilbert, the aromatherapy.
Oh, you're crackling.
You crackling?
Your mic's
like
crackling.
TV.
My mic sounds nice.
Our girl Jen Stilbert, the aromatherapy. Right?
Yes.
You're on Facebook with her and Chris. Experience the same thing. So she's in her doctor's office talking about some product on the doctor's table. When she gets out to her car, she gets an ad on Facebook about that product.
I'm telling you, Big Brother's always watching.
Chris and I were walking out of Tilt. What were we talking
about?
Yeah,
we were walking out of Tilt and talked. You mentioned
Dave and Buster's.
You mentioned like something like, oh, this is like a Dave and Buster's. My phone dings and I got an email for an invite to bid on building a Dave and Buster's in North Carolina.
That's crazy.
That's what I'm saying.
I have not said your name. I may have said Chris, but I know I have more than one Chris.
Isn't that weird?
And I have my camera on you, but literally, it's I don't know. But why hasn't it recognized you yet?
Well,
like Jay, I'm just going to say Jay and see if Jay wants to be added. I'm going to sell Shay.
What's up?
Right, say Shay.
See?
And I'm going to say the Hub Show.
I'm a product. I'm a product of interest.
This technology is getting scary.
You're a product.
Big Brother's watching.
Not a person, but a product of interest.
Product of interest.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Like 7 TVs in this room. 8 TVs.
My chest is just going to flip open. There's going to be buttons,
right.
buttons and gears and shit inside.
You're going to be like the $6 million man.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Steve Austin.
Yeah.
So Friday night I went to Altoona.
Uh-huh.
And went to see the Chambersburg Altoona game, and the Chambersburg won 48-28. Mm-hmm. That was not a game at all, but it was interesting.
High school football.
High school football. You could tell. This is why I'm glad Jameer here. So I want to give a shout out to the people from Altoona, Pennsylvania, maybe the coaching staff, to understand mm-hmm. why it's important to condition it. Do you know, during that game, Jameer, first of all, they had one guy, and God bless, you know, I hope he's feeling better and that his family is, you know, is all right, you know, dealing with that tragedy. But he had to be carted out from an ambulance. Mm. So I don't know what happened. He said he couldn't move. But there were some other injuries for cramps. And not just one. It's about four. They had to stop the game because their team was cramping up. Can you explain to me why? And I hear the parents are saying, this is why we get bad at Altoona, because they don't believe in conditioning. Why is it imperative for you to condition in any sport?
It's
because you might pull a groin muscle.
Because you don't want to cramp up.
Well, you don't want to cramp up, but also you have to hydrate. So for me coaching my teams, my soccer teams, my basketball teams, that's very, very important. And I stress hydration, you know, not just the day of the game, the day before the game. Like, you got to hydrate all week. So I'm not a doctor, but cramping is a lack of hydration. They want you to get salt. They tell you pickle juice. They tell you, like, pickle juice is really good for cramping. Kiwi. Mm-hmm. Kiwi, they say, is a great hydrator. But you got to hydrate. So if you're not, you can condition and still cramp. I mean, some of your finest athletes are conditioning and still cramp. They're just not hydrated properly.
Well, and that's what another thing. They say they don't believe in hydration by hydration. I was like, you know, I'm like, well, why don't you know, hydration is not just one day. It's the whole
now,
season.
Here's the thing.
When you tell them to drink pickle juice, like pickle juice is not pleasant to drink.
It's not.
How much are you talking to drink?
You don't need a lot. I'm just saying it's one of many.
Yeah.
But, you know, like they say kiwi's really good.
Yeah.
But for me, it's, you know, Gatorade electrolytes. That's very good with it. You need water, but you also need the electrolytes too. So Powerade, Gatorade. So, but if you're not doing that, now you got to remember, if they were experiencing any weather, like we didn't have an opportunity to practice a lot because of the weather and things like that. So like we had two games that only completed a half. So we would have had 2 days of conditioning through games, but we wound up getting one game out of two games, so factors in a lot.
But hydration, it doesn't.
That
stop.
Doesn't stop. I hydrate as mad as I am at them, as mad as I want to run them into the ground. You still have to make sure I hydrate. You never want to deprive of that. So
because you're getting cramps because mainly for hydration, right?
And I tell my players that you don't have to ask to get a drink of water. Now, if you abuse that, if we're doing something hard and all of a sudden you just want to dip and get a water break when it's time to do something, that's different. But if you're thirsty, you're already dehydrated.
Right.
That's not a sign of dehydration.
Right. So this is like, you know, some parents don't even understand how important hydration is.
Oh, it is. It's major. It's
I think it's a parent's responsibility, not just a coach, but as a parent, if you have a child in sports, you want to make sure they're hydrated properly so that they won't.
I try to take the parents out of it. That's how I get in trouble.
Well, I'm taking it from me. I coach dance, cheerleading. I was on those parents just as well as I was on those kids.
Right.
If you want your kids to be the best and you want us to have the best performance,
absolutely.
There's some things that you're responsible for.
Absolutely. I agree.
You know, 100%. Like at the night before a competition,
they
don't have your kids all out partying and drinking.
On their feet. You're right.
And everything. And then when you come out and look like, and we have that 7 o'clock competition in the morning, got to be ready. And then y'all looking like, you know,
beautiful.
Worse than that, they look like a Grateful Dead.
Yeah.
You know, like kissed and woke up. And, you know, you wake up looking like one of the people
like
from
Christmas
Kiss.
Morning.
Yeah, wake up looking like me on a Saturday morning.
Yeah. One of your bad hangovers. You know,
or a Saturday afternoon.
Yeah. So,
hey, Courtney, how did Brady do? I got to do a little recruiting while I'm working.
Okay. Huh? What?
Talking to somebody?
Look at him.
He's talking to somebody on his phone while he's on his. Did you just triple layer or double layer?
I just.
You can't triple layer or double layer.
I don't know if I'll get a response out of it, but I was just curious. I got.
You need help, Jameer.
Oh, they won the first one. See, that's good. That's good.
So, so tell me.
Lost the second.
Huh?
They lost the second one.
Oh, that's sad.
How did Brady play?
Yeah.
Go ahead. I'm listening. Because Tom Brady's playing horrific.
He's talking to you now.
Yeah. How did Brady who? You talking about on Chambersburg?
No, we're good. Go ahead. As you were.
Okay. So this let's roll.
Hey.
Let's roll over to my other thing I want to tell you. I'm going to tell you, we need to go take it to Texas. We need to go to Texas. Take the Hub Show. When you go to see the Houstonians.
The Houstonians?
The Houstonians.
All right.
Just live on Facebook.
And go.
Look at that
go
right
there.
Away. I did not say her name, and look what it just asked.
Boom.
I think it's facial recognition.
It is facial recognition through Facebook.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but it recognized Chris.
Yeah. of course. Everybody does.
It just recognized Heather, and I didn't. I didn't even say her name. I just put the camera on you and it recognized you.
I think the score says 24-13 is a comeback.
You're not.
Don't call it a comeback.
Don't call it a comeback.
Heather yes. Hartley's in the house.
Hey, Heather.
Yeah. Heather Hartley in the building.
We're having a birthday party over in the corner here. It's jamming, yeah. Isn't it? Yeah, wait till I edit this. It's jamming.
Right. Yes,
did
yes.
Sing happy birthday to us. On
yes,
the way
we
out.
We got serenaded yeah, for cool. our birthday. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. So
how's,
that was
how's downtown H Town.
So apparently everyone's car got robbed in the back.
Everyone's car got robbed
when?
In the back.
Oh.
I thought it was just mine, but everybody's did.
Huh.
Dude, oh. I'm telling you, we need to start a... I don't like to be on this. It makes me uncomfortable.
well, recognize
like
you first.
Hagerstown After Dark and just talk about all the shit that's been going on. It's yeah. pretty crazy down here.
Hagerstown After well. Dark.
Yeah. Yeah, okay.
Everybody's cars got broken into. What'd they get? Did they get anything of importance?
Yeah, they took my car seat, yeah. my phone charger, and a nice. Case of water.
Nice.
Yeah.
Really?
Speaking of hydration.
Right?
But I just was outside and a couple other people told me they went through all their cars, too.
Huh.
Yeah, it's
are you locking your doors?
So last night, by accident, my key fab broke. So I went to click it to see if it would work at like 3 a.m. after I got done here. And I must have clicked unlock instead of lock when I just tested it.
Ah, see?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But still,
amazing, too.
It's getting sad when you have to lock your doors now.
Well, you had an incident with your car like a month
what are you talking
ago.
About?
Huh?
You've always had to lock your doors.
Yeah, well, this is my new car, so my car got totaled last month.
All the time.
Your car got totaled last month?
Smash.
So I just got a new one.
Oh, wow.
Huh? I'm telling you,
this.
The sound is going to shit.
Philly's safer.
It is, I'm telling you.
Philly is safer.
Not North Philly.
No, definitely.
Not West Philly.
Not North
Maybe
Philly.
Maybe Southwest. Shout out to my people in the Southwest. Hey, just not North Philly. I don't know if I'm going North Philly.
I was up there scared. I was trembling.
North Philly is so much better than West Philly.
South Philly, what? That's where Cosby's from, right?
North Philly is better than West Philly?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm good in West Philly.
You're good in West Philly.
Yeah, yeah. I'm good in West Philly, but I party in West Philly and everything, but I'm not
born
going
and
there.
Raised.
No, I'm not born and raised.
Yeah, that's where Will Smith was from.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So,
yeah.
Wait, what's the truth about
It's not my birthday, Bobby. Go ahead.
What's the truth, Jameer?
What's the truth?
What's the bad part of Philly? Where's Rocky from?
South Rocky's from South Philly.
First of all, I'm from like the.
Where's Cosby from?
You're from the burbs.
From like West.
You're from the burbs. That's not Philly.
She's not a really Philadelphian.
Bucks County.
So, Jameer, when I say Bucks County to you,
that's the
Bucks,
money.
That's what the Bucks stands for. Not Deer.
Am I lying?
Right? Dollar signs.
Is that near Ardmore?
No. Ardmore is by South Philly. We're by North Philly up top.
Okay. Yeah, because my friends live in Ardmore.
No, you're not lying.
I'm just making sure.
Yeah.
There's a lot of money in Bucks County.
But you know... The main line is a lot of money there.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The main line. Yeah.
Yeah, that's different. Yeah. That's a whole other animal.
Oh, man, because I could drive down there to get through Ardmore down the main line,
yeah,
and I'm like,
pass St. Joe's.
Villanova.
Villanova.
I'm like, oh, man.
That's
the mansions
different.
And mansions and mansions.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's, where that's where all the pro athletes live.
I think Philly is probably one of the worst cities to have to drive through, like, downtown. Just because the streets are so narrow, like the physicality of driving through Philly is insane. Yeah. They got all these weird circles, and some of the roads are made of brick, and they're all tore up, and they're like one car wide.
You're thinking about Jersey.
No, he's talking about Philly.
No, he's talking about Jersey.
Like downtown Philly, like around Walnut Street and stuff like that. You get on them roads, and roads are like... They're meant for one car,
they're
and
not
they try to jam
they're not
three
meant
wide
for driving. That's where everybody walks. That's like where old city and
you can't drive on them roads.
Watch It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia? I'm a huge fan of that show.
No, never. I don't even know what you're talking about.
No.
I have no idea.
No.
I have no idea. It's Always Sunny.
I've heard that a lot. I've heard that it's an awesome show.
Yeah, show. It's only the 13th season, anyway.
Yeah,
it's
only the only thing Danny DeVito's done.
You can do It's Always Sunny in Hagerstown.
It's the only thing Danny DeVito's done since Twins.
We should totally do It's Always Sunny in Hagerstown, but it should be like It's Always Shitty in Hagerstown.
You heard it first, yes.
We should totally do
Hub
that.
City.
Yeah.
Hub
the Hub. Well,
city.
I'm going to promote some other cities.
Dallas, right? Dallas, Texas.
Just kidding, I love
Not good, Heather.
No, you won't.
Not good.
All our love comes from outside the city. Don't worry about it.
Yeah. Yeah. All the love.
People out here still know what the podcast is.
Bobby, I'm at the, what is this, American Ale House. I can't show her name. I can't show.
Homestead, Florida in the house.
That's where we're at, Bobby. Got great, great cheesesteak, great wings. It's a Philly bar, but you're not a football dude anyway, Bobby. So come on down Hagerstown, 49 South Potomac Street.
Hey, Heather, where's your tattoo at?
The
Super Bowl tattoo. Yeah?
At the bar? On the bar?
This to happen.
Well, he said on the bar. Really,
well, Heather, you're supposed to do that.
Jameer, where's your tattoo?
I did not.
The two of you.
Both yet.
Yeah. What are you getting?
You're supposed to both get at the same time.
You gonna, like you're gonna
reneged on your own back.
Where are you getting it? All right. Well. Oh.
Isn't that what you said?
I said, no, I was left side boob.
Left side boob. That's
left
right.
Side
left
boob.
Left side
that's
boob.
That's
nobody
a,
like getting tats on the boobs anymore. That's
no,
like
I mean,
old.
I'm not getting left side boob, no.
That's old. It won't be matching. Like, that's so old.
It won't be matching.
That's old. That's so
side
so
boob is old?
That's so old. 2014. Wait,
no, that's way, way beyond that.
90s thing?
That was back in when I got my. I was 23 when I got my first tattoo, and a lot of people getting on their boobs then.
Would you get it? Would you get your first tattoo?
On my thigh. I got.
You
a
got
Virgo.
Thaw prints, don't you? I
no,
mean, Paul
I got
Prince.
A Virgo.
Oh, Virgo sign.
The Virgin. That's what I am.
Yeah, mm. Right.
Yeah. I am a Virgin.
You thought you had to fly a plane into a building?
Huh?
You thought you had to fly a plane into a building? She's sitting right beside you.
Mm-hmm.
And that's some shit.
Yeah.
Virgo, the Virgin.
The Virgin Virgo.
Yes. No, you have to say Virgo, the Virgin.
Oh, I thought you was a Virgin.
No, you can't
Virgo.
Say the Virgin Virgo. That's out of context.
Okay.
There. Yes.
And she's a Virgin.
Yeah.
No, because the Virgos is the Virgin. Like
her
Scorpio
daughter's right behind us.
Yeah.
Right.
Ain't yeah. Nothing Virgin about Shay.
I mean, yes, it is.
Okay.
I'm a Virgo.
You may be.
Speaking of the signs, Virgo and whatnot. So the Virgo ends September 22nd.
Yes.
So you made it by a day. Your birthday September
21st. I made it on the 21st.
I'm not big on this stuff. What comes after Virgo?
It is the Libra.
Libra.
Mm-hmm.
He's got the.
But you made it.
I made
you just
it.
Made it in
I
the,
made just
in the
made
window.
The cut.
We've been having a separate party.
That's right.
A bullshit. Cook,
yeah.
Huh?
None preferably. We like to keep him this way. Listen, Jay's a little worried that we may lose a little bit of part of him.
Yeah.
But we
yeah,
like.
Right.
Yeah. I mean.
Sober,
you like the tame.
Sober,
you like
sober
the,
Chris.
The
tame, no.
Boring.
No,
boring.
You're not boring.
You're not boring.
You're not boring at all.
Let me tell you what happened to me this weekend, guys.
So you're sober? Is that what that is?
No, we didn't
that's
say that.
Ginger ale. That's
yeah.
What that is.
Heather, quick
yes,
question.
It means I binge drink.
Last I heard, you said you were getting pool tables in the ale house here.
Yeah,
we're
going to be here Thursday, and they're obviously not, so hopefully this week will be
in.
Yeah.
Nice. What kind did you get? What kind of pool tables are we talking?
Two pool tables. We have
8 foot?
We have two teams coming in. Well, we have one team that's already here, then we have enough like space for one more team.
Okay.
I have a question.
So 9 balls deep want to come in.
Yeah, we'll fill you up.
9 balls deep plans on coming in.
Huh?
So
nobody in Hagerstown listens.
I have a question. So we're gonna use 9 balls deep to fill you up.
Listens.
I like saying that.
Yeah. We're gonna fill you up.
You just love saying 9 balls deep, right?
I just think it's a great as a pool team, and I want to make sure everybody. It's a pool team name called 9 balls.
9 balls deep. They got
yep.
T-shirts and
yep.
everything.
T-shirts
man.
And everything.
We have a logo.
We have a logo. Yes, we're
he
gonna
just
fill you
said
up.
He was going to be the second team.
Oh, he likes to say that. He likes filling people
he
up.
He said he wants
but
to.
But you need to wait on the new session to roll around. We're in the middle of a session. So it's going to be like another 2 months or something before the session's over.
How many pool tables you got coming in?
So I have a question for you.
Friday's Waynesboro.
What is the biker night about?
Every Thursday we're going to have biker night.
Biker night?
So you nice. Have, okay, so can I bring
are
my biker?
They're going to run security.
So what does that entail? If I'm not a, I mean, I know if I can come if I'm not a biker.
Well, it's the same thing. Like we do teachers' nights, we do
you can pass for a biker
like
junior.
Nurses' night. It's just a reason to
right.
get people out, and then we kind of start. So we're doing. We have a band coming out.
Yeah, it's just gonna be like
they can bring out their motorcycles.
It's gonna be like a whole bunch of over aggressive old men.
Yeah.
You know, wearing chains and,
cut off,
and
cut off jean
you know,
jackets.
Yeah, cut off jean jackets and shit
old.
Like that.
You got the young
that's when they had the Hell's Angels for
gang.
Security at Woodstock.
We need a hub show. Needs a biker gang, a pool team.
Yeah, we need it all. Right.
I don't drive a motorcycle. I'm okay at pool.
You can't make it
what
in
night. Do you want? We can make a night just for you, Jameer night.
Get in where you fit in.
I'm thinking.
Oh, we're also doing Single with Baggage night, too. That'll be coming out soon.
Oh, that'll be Jameer.
Single with Baggage.
That's Jameer.
That's our relationship talk night.
Now you're gonna get this place packed full of single mothers.
We already decided on Halloween we're going to do, like, costumes. You sign up for a costume, and then, like, a woman signs up for, you know, you pick your costume.
Right.
And you match with someone else. But they're all, like, play on words.
There you go.
I got you.
There's your key right there. You get the there's your idea. Get a nursery attached to the bar.
Yeah.
That way the kids can go over there and play, and the parents can get shit faced.
I tell you what, Single with Baggage night sounds great.
Single with Baggage night. If you promote that properly, you should be packed.
I know.
Yeah.
It doesn't. And then we thought, we were like, you could come in and you could, like, break, like, your baggage on, like, you know, a card or something. You could try to figure out whose baggage it was.
Oh, like the show.
No, I'm good.
Broke. No. And then, like, you got to find out who's broke.
That'd be everybody in the room.
That'd be everybody.
Everyone's angles up.
You know, like, crazy baby mama. You got to find, you know.
That would probably be 90% of the men in the room.
Yeah. No car. You know,
that's probably 90% of the room.
As well.
I saw this meme the other day. It said,
now, if you say blow and go, you can narrow it down.
Oh, that is baggage, isn't it?
You can't put that down there. Yeah, I'm trying to keep you in the...
If you put blow and go, we have officially narrowed down who the single with baggage is.
Yeah,
but then again, in Hagertucky, you probably never know.
Yeah, you never know.
See, that's why I said, don't you put that down there.
Huh?
Hey, don't you put that down.
You also need to get a dartboard. Don't put blow and go.
Well, they'll know I'm the only sober one in the bar.
There we go. A reason for people to stand here and do shit and drink beer.
The people, we don't find dime.
It needs to be a bar.
Listen, your cheesesteaks are very still good. I haven't had one in a while, but I hear they're good. And your wings are
the
very good today.
The chicken cheesesteak is the bum diggity.
Buffalo or regular?
Buffalo.
I heard somebody ordered ordered a steak salad and got a...
I got chicken instead. It's all good.
Chicken. No, that didn't say that was here. Way to give it up.
Oh, she gave you the finger.
Uh-oh.
She gave you the bird. Speaking of chicken.
But that's why we're still here.
Flipping birds like Purdue.
Tyson. Hey, Banquet. Oh, that's not real
Chris
chicken.
Has a suggestion, Heather, for one more game you need here. It's
simple. You just put a little hook on the wall.
Check this out.
And then you got a rope with a little ring on it, and you just try to... It costs nothing. I used to do it for hours when I lived in Florida. Yeah.
What do you call it? Ring on a string or something?
I have no idea. It's usually
Chris
in like,
could probably come up with a very creative name for that game.
It's usually in Irish pubs.
She's
just like
a
little
first down. Breaking news: New England first down. Breaking news: New England got first down.
Nobody cares about your stink ass Patriots.
You know what? Just because you all lost your game,
you're about to lose now.
We in the third quarter. That's it.
No, you was all scared at the first quarter.
I sure was.
Now you all energized and go Tom Brady.
Well, I don't say go Tom Brady. I say go Patriots.
It's the weakest part of the game.
What do you think, Jameer? Days and nights like this, this is where we should really be doing the sports podcast?
I mean, to me,
it makes sense, but it doesn't make sense.
That's exactly right.
This is the weakest part of the game of football right now. They use two sticks and a chain to measure first downs.
How archaic is that, right?
Right? Everything else has changed, and we're still using a stick and a chain.
And two people, and probably three people to carry it out. One to hold it in the middle, and two chains to pull
first
tight.
And
right.
And you know what?
And then how do you know where the stick was exactly when you run it from like the middle of the field
sticks.
To the outside?
That's why they got the two sticks. And guess what's funny? In Greencastle, for the Blue Devils, what they say as the fan club, they say, move the sticks. I'm like, really? That's all you can say?
High school tradition.
Pay attention to your game. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
Hub
City.
Trade show displays, step and repeat backdrops, pull up banner stands, table throws, all your large printing needs. ExpoNetUSA.com, 301-378-9363. Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
Hey, Hub City, come on out and check out 4-State Comic-Con, October 20th and 21st at Hager Hall Conference Center, 901 Dual Highway in Hagerstown, Maryland. We have special celebrity guests Eric Roberts and Mindy Sterling coming out, as well as some great cosplay contest, over 100 vendor tables, and much, much more. So come on out. Check us out on Facebook, Instagram under 4-State Retro PopCon, and online at 4statecon.com, all one word. We will see you out for a great weekend of pop culture.
The People's Podcast.
Hub Show, we are back. Shay is paying attention to the game over here. What's going on, Shay? What's going on in Florida?
I don't know. This is not
must be
good.
The, must be the humidity down there.
Yeah, it's the humanity.
I'm telling you, it just knocked the wind out of me. I'm gonna blame it on Florence.
Here you go.
Blame it on Florence. Yeah, blame it on the rain. Blame it on Florence.
Florence is inbound now, right? She's where's she at?
I don't know where she is. I thought she was supposed to be here this weekend.
You see the Weather Channel got busted.
Yes, I did. I was rolling.
No, I missed it. Explain.
Yeah.
Weatherman's on there. I led the gust of wind, fighting the wind.
Uh-huh.
And two kids walk in the background of the shot in shorts. Just
like nothing's going on.
Fake news.
Fake. That's right. Real fake news.
Oh, yeah. Ain't that a kick in the patooey?
Yeah.
It's all over Facebook.
Sitting there with... praising himself, looking like the wind's beating on him in the background shot. The cameraman zoomed out.
Yeah.
On purpose. These kids just right. Walking by in the background like, no big deal. Gale force winds.
Yeah. And those winds was nothing.
But the channel got busted. That's the only good positive thing about the whole thing. I mean, you know, thoughts and prayers to the people out there who got affected, people who were stuck.
Right.
Some deaths involved in this one.
Oh, really? Was it? I'm praying.
Did they really get the rain that they were expecting? Like 2 feet of rain or something?
You know, like everybody else, I'm watching the two weather channels on the way up. Everything is catastrophic, you know? It's like WrestleMania buildup or something.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, it happens. It got knocked down to a Category 2 by the time it hit landfall. I mean, it's still bad. I wouldn't want to be down there. Our man, Captain Mango, is stuck in Florida. He was supposed to be here for this, but, you know... He can literally blame the weather.
Right. He went to Florida to escape the weather.
Got
to
blame the weather.
They got to drive around North Carolina, basically.
But we haven't had, like, a whip of it or nothing here. You would think it would be so big we'd get rain.
They canceled a bunch of stuff here in Washington County for Saturday the 15th. They canceled Porch Fest because of the weather. And yesterday was...
Beautiful.
Beautiful. Yeah. A little overcast, no rain.
I mean, it didn't do bad this weekend.
No, it didn't.
I hope it don't do anything next weekend. We don't need anything for my birthday weekend. We don't need it.
What you got planned for your birthday weekend?
I'm all in for whatever. Whatever.
Your schedule is wide open, huh?
I'm all in for whatever.
I'm sure.
Chris,
I'm sure.
Every time you say something, I just...
I'm sure I... You picking up my in your window?
I don't know if they are or not. Maybe I'm just as dirty as you are.
You know what?
I didn't mean it on that one.
You know what? I don't need to be
that was you.
Nasty.
I know.
These mics are wireless. You can knock your side.
I can dig it.
Don't be bad. Don't
I could probably think of some trouble to get you into, though, if you want to get into trouble.
That's okay.
You want to get into trouble?
Mm-mm.
Come on.
I'm married to a cop.
Let's go make some bad decisions.
I'm married to a cop.
Let's
go steal some road
He's
signs.
A police officer?
Yep, federal cop.
Let's go do
federal.
Something crazy.
Federal.
Sit down with the handcuffs, yo.
Right?
No, I'm not down with the handcuffs. I don't like to be restrained.
Let's go.
You dabbled, though, huh?
Yeah.
No
restraints for me.
Let's go do donuts in the mall parking lot and steal some road signs and shoot paintballs at homeless people. Come on, let's do something wild.
No. I would not shoot paintballs at homeless people.
Let's do something crazy. Let's get you in trouble.
No, we don't need to get me in trouble. You know, I can't do that either. I can't do anything. I can't even get a speeding ticket.
For my 45th birthday,
would you actually get a speeding
ticket,
though?
Bail me out. That's what I want to hear.
Yes. Yes, I get speeding tickets.
Even after you tell them who you are?
That'd be a good day. It's a good story to tell.
What do you show them when you get pulled over?
I don't show them anything. Normally I have my husband's picture with his police uniform put up on my phone. So they'll see it.
What you doing? You got to pee?
That's not good.
You know, I'm talking about Washington County. We talked about it last week. They went lavender. They went purple. And we're right across the way from the library.
Right.
They got a big purple and white sign with the purple ribbon on it. It says, Save Your Brain.
Save Your Brain.
Save Your Brain.
Wow.
I was going to say something.
The purple's
I'm
for zombies.
I want to save it. I was going to say something.
Going lavender, baby.
Purple's for zombies.
Yep.
Ah.
We're going to leave that alone.
Save the brain.
We're going to leave that alone. I tell you what.
Save it for Monday.
Oh, I'm going to tell you what some interest I saw for you, Chris.
Uh-huh.
I saw someone using a drone to do video.
Oh,
and
my.
It's like it has a 4-mile radius.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, how interesting. I said, Chris would love that.
My buddy got busted in Florida. Well,
what?
His roommate got busted in Florida. He was staying in the Flamingo, which is like, you know, it's a big 2-tower building in Miami Beach. Right. And he had a condo in there. Well, his roommate let a drone go on the porch And he was going around peeping in people's windows. Like all the girls and stuff that, like, you know, going around, yeah, peeping on people. So they found out where they watched the drone fly back into the porch. And then they busted him, made him move out.
Really?
Yeah, kicked him out of the building.
Did they?
Uh-huh.
Wow.
That's crazy.
Well, the Flamingo is a bit of a wild place anyways. I think it's like a half a whorehouse, I'm pretty sure. Mm. Like, it's run by the Russians. There's all kinds of Russian prostitutes, like, all over the place. Ever.
What movie was that? Was the Flamingo in? It was in a movie in Florida. Not Catch Me If You Can.
Your microphone's not on there, buddy.
I tell you what. You know, people...
Not yet.
People are just evil. They try
there you go.
To, they
now
try to
on.
Kick you when you're down. Yeah.
Why? What's going on?
So, my friend, I've been having... This was one of my best friends since I've been 7 years old. Grew up. She put me in this Facebook group called the NFL Fan House Divided with Love. So, she, of course, is a Dallas fan. And then her fiancé is a Steeler fan. And I'm a Patriots fan. Do you know she called me out?
Really?
She put me said, "Don't get quiet now. Do Brady have his real balls?" Cheating Patriots. So I'm going to say Jacqueline. Yes, he got his real balls, but I am a Patriot fan, not a Tom Brady fan. I'm a Patriot. Let's get that correct.
What's the name of the group?
It's called NFL Fan House Divided with Love.
Why is love everywhere?
Because they love to hate.
Everything's got love in it.
Because right. They love to hate.
Car commercials.
Yeah,
car commercials got love?
It's all about emotions.
Yeah, it's all about emotions.
It's about love. I get you buy a Toyota truck with love.
Did you know the Blazers coming back?
Yeah,
it is. It is with nice. Love. The Chevy Blazers are coming back with a vengeance, and they're nice. You remember he used to load the Blazers up with like 15s in it or 12s.
Yeah, or the Bronco 2. Used to have a Bronco 2.
No, only OJ.
I stay out of Broncos.
Yeah. No, I had a Bronco too, for real. I had a white Bronco for real.
I stay out of the Broncos.
Everybody had a Bronco.
I didn't.
Yeah,
I didn't.
Jay and Shay. But no, I was in Pennsylvania with my Bronco. He wouldn't got far. So, you speak talking about porno people.
Yeah.
I am related to somebody.
Oh, yeah?
That I found out. That's in the business.
Oh, man. How'd you find out? Did you find
Vanessa.
Out by seeing
hint.
The video by accident?
That's a him?
Vanessa. That's the hint.
Oh,
Vanessa.
I thought it was a him.
Vanessa.
No, come on, man.
Who's the famous porn star named Vanessa? Start with
Del Rio?
Yeah. Look at Jameer. Look at Jameer.
I'm not sure I know what she looks like.
Your mic's off, but you're related to Vanessa Del Rio.
That's what I
your
found
mic's
out.
Off again.
Years ago.
Yeah, you
years
got a dead battery
ago.
Going on.
Shut the front door.
Vanessa Del Rio. I mean, who do they even know as a porn star's name unless you watch on the internet?
I got a
she
Google
was a big
her.
Name like in the 80s and 70s, man.
But Vanessa yeah. Del Rio.
You don't know who she is, Chris?
No, I don't think I've ever seen her.
Oh.
I mean, I know the name. I know the name just because the name is famous, but I don't know what she actually looks like.
So that was crazy to find out that I was
good God.
Related to
good
Vanessa
God.
Del Rio.
She's a little thick, isn't she?
A little.
Wow. There's a whole lot of...
Whole lot of
cushion.
It's a whole lot.
Whole lot of cushion for the pushing.
Oh, Lord. Here you go. And you know what he's told? You know what Chris said last podcast? Selena from Texas, the one that got murdered.
Selena.
Gomez. I mean, Selena.
Not Gomez. Not the little girl.
Yeah.
He said she all right.
She's okay.
Something
she
wrong with. Right. Jermaine, slap him.
I don't say that.
Huh?
You must not. You must not like any...
Bodies, real bodies.
You haven't seen Selena, dude.
Diverse?
You're a CD cover, man.
He liked thickums.
Thickums? You like thickums?
Thickums. I didn't even know that was a word. Yeah. Is that a word?
It's like steakums.
Steakums? Yeah. Yeah, right?
Steakums, thickums.
Thickums with no teeth.
Like making a sandwich out of it.
Sandwich.
Yeah.
Thickums with no teeth?
Thickums with no teeth.
How do you not think Selena...
Just looking at her face. Like, just look at her
by
face.
Way,
it's like,
you
it's
know,
just
last
it's
week's
okay.
Episode, you got a lot of props.
She doesn't really have a pretty face.
I think, listening back to the episode, she was pretty flattered by the song you had.
I was flattered.
By the effort.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
A lot of love on that one. Man.
Right?
Yes. I gave you much love. You deserve two drinks on me. Two drinks.
Okay. Gotcha.
Two drinks.
Two drinks.
Right.
Ginger ale.
And I know, hey, it must be working because she showed up.
She showed up before you, Chris.
Yeah, I know, right?
I sure did.
Some more songs, dude.
Right?
I missed it. What happened?
Yeah,
I missed
me
it.
And,
Dukes of Hazzard's all about Shay, man.
Oh,
yeah. It's a beautiful song.
Yes, it's a beautiful song.
Shay had tears.
The only time you would hear it is if I'm not here.
Yeah, it's for her absence.
Or you're listening last
it's for her being late. Me and Jason Teach got together. We wrote a song for her, but it's all the reasons why she was late.
Mr. Teach.
Last season.
Yeah.
Did we get one to watch? Was it part of the Super Bowl? Or not?
My favorite was learning how to make hippie crack from a big pen.
Over the summer, what? She was
my favorite was learning how to make hippie crack from a fountain pen.
That's my favorite. And getting her salad tossed.
Yeah, she was getting salad. Her salad tossed on Monday.
No, the salad toss is too much.
Find a word to rhyme with what?
With the Patriots lost.
Yeah.
She's mad because the Patriots lost, so she's getting her salad tossed.
She's mad because the Patriots lost. So now she's getting her salad tossed.
Well, I'm mad because the Patriots losing, and I'm not getting her salad tossed. Okay, I'm not getting the salad tossed.
Ranch on that?
No, salad tossing over here.
I mean, it's only down by 11. Oh, but 3 minutes left.
I mean, it's not like it can't be done.
Okay, misery, the Hub Show.
Love,
I know
company.
You're a hater.
I'm not a hater. I'm just happy if I'm losing, everybody else needs to lose.
You just want me to happily participate.
That's all.
Not going to be a happy participation.
That's okay.
But, y'all will hear that song when I'm not around. It's okay. It's approved. It's approved.
We're going to put that song up for sale on Patreon. 99 cents.
No.
For per download. So it's going to be.
Jason needs to get paid.
Right?
Jason, you did a good job. I appreciate the efforts. You and Chris really.
Speaking of, I got a new idea.
Okay.
Right? So I got the bartender's Bible. At the house.
Yeah, you do. That's right.
Right? And each drink in there is numbered.
Okay.
So we're going to pick a number. Let you guys pick a number from between 1 and, like, I don't know how many pages are in the book
right
now. We're
going to do 45.
How about we do, how about between 1 and 500?
45.
You can pick a number.
We're going to just do 45 because we turned 45 this year.
You want to do number 45?
That's the magic number.
Yeah, that's the magic number for us.
So now this week I'll go out, I'll get the ingredients for whatever drink number 45 is in the book. And then we'll make it.
Okay.
All right. We'll give her a try. We'll see how it works out.
If it's called a toss salad.
Maybe I can get Jason
if it's called the toss salad, that wasn't drink number 45.
That drink would be going down. What's your dog name?
Maybe I can get Jason to make us an intro
Dexter,
song.
Dog out there serial killer.
Dexter would be drinking 45. He'd be a happy dog.
Coke 45.
Yeah, that's the only 45. That's their elbow. It wasn't our man in the Coke 45 commercial?
Yeah. No, it was Cobra.
It was only Coke 45 I know is Billy D. Williams.
Oh, yes. Right. Billy D. I love him. I met him when he turned 60 in person in Atlanta. And was in Atlanta.
Age, still hot?
He was still hot.
Still handsome,
he's still handsome. But now, you know, not so much.
But what did you like him, like, when he was Lando or something?
I just like the way his, you know,
his demeanor?
His persona. Yeah. You know what I mean?
He carried himself very well.
He just had that. He had that aura about him.
Yeah.
Just something about him.
Yeah.
They just command attention.
You know why he was put in Star Wars?
Why?
Because of Richard Pryor.
Really?
Richard Pryor did a stand-up after the original Star Wars came out. I mean, his whole bit joke about space and...
And Billy Dee.
Black people in space. Oh. George Lucas ran out cast himself a black guy.
Well... I mean, if you had to be one, and Billy Dee had to be one. Right. So Billy Dee is the dude.
You can't go wrong with that one, right?
You can't go wrong with Billy Dee. He had that smooth hair.
Who else could have been Lando? Back in time. Carl Weathers.
No, not going to work. No. Not going to be able to do it.
Early 80s, right?
Early 80s, he's the man.
Empire Strikes Back. Who was a black movie star besides Richard Pryor?
Billy Dee Williams.
Billy Dee Williams.
George Jefferson.
Red Fox?
George Jefferson.
No.
Sherman George Hansen. Jefferson in Star
Fox.
Wars.
But not Red Fox either, right?
Not Red Fox either.
Luke,
yeah.
Who else
Samuel Jackson was bad enough.
Yeah, but not in 1980.
Yeah.
No, he wasn't. He was nothing in the 80s.
Who's the original Shaft, though? I can't think of the name of him.
Oh, didn't he die?
He did die.
Suicide, I believe.
Who?
The guy that the original Shaft. The guy to play.
Yeah, Roundtree.
Richard Roundtree.
Yes.
Back then,
he might have been
it. Could have been.
I wonder if George Lucas opened up a folder of black actors.
Yeah, right.
Probably wasn't a lot of mini pages to turn back then.
Yeah.
He did. That's it.
Yeah, I mean,
Fred the Hammer was up for
the draft. Yeah, right.
Yeah, Fred the Hammer. Yeah, yeah.
That'd be interesting.
Yeah,
he was interesting. He played in the first Super Bowl.
Yeah.
The original. The original Super Bowl.
OG.
Original.
He said Dallas football is too soft for him.
Right.
Yeah, he did.
Well, you know, they did that new changing of the so you can't do the head to shoulder contact anymore. It's not even football anymore.
They're just gonna start paying two in touch.
Yeah, that's what it is. Right? You can't even hit like you used to. Like,
I'm scared to death. I'm gonna be brain dead. As many soccer balls as I've headed and as much heat as I've played in my life, I'm just scared to death what's gonna happen to me next 10 years. Because these kids nowadays, it's just.
You need a helmet for soccer.
Probably.
What are you talking about, soccer? They're doing headers all over the place?
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to be brain dead.
Yeah, because you get kicked in the head.
Oh, mm-hmm. The ball's soft.
No, it's not.
I'm saying.
Not
soft
at all.
In your head.
My brother had his ear ripped off, almost off his head, playing soccer. As a goalie went down, yep. The kid's cleat got caught.
Yeah, they're cleats.
I've seen teeth. I've seen teeth on field. I've seen parts of a tongue on the field.
Ah, yeah, it's serious. Well, they don't wear... mouth they don't guards. Put mouth guards in their mouth.
Soccer,
soccer players.
But shin pads.
I put some mouth guards on.
Yeah, you want to wear with that mouth guard in?
I guess you can choose to wear it if you want to. It's not a rule.
I've never seen anybody pair the mouth guard, but maybe you know.
Protect your teeth.
Keep your mouth shut. That's what we tell them.
Okay.
Not in soccer.
Keep your mouth shut.
Yeah.
I mean, shoes. That is brutal.
Only run your mouth when you're up in the referee's face.
I think it is.
Well, with that new rule, it's just.
What is it? What's the new rule?
You can't. You can explain it, Jameer. You're the sports guy.
I really can't because I haven't looked at it, but I think you can't. Well, it's always been you couldn't lead with your head, but there's something else has changed.
You can't do it with the head, like the head-shoulder contact. Yeah, you can't do it that way. You have to use your hands more. So.
And that's a rule in the NFL?
NFL. Sucks.
So I'll bring it back.
A certain way, and now you got to change it.
You got to adjust, and you've been doing this ever since Pee-wee football.
I mean, how many people do not do that on this TV?
It was all the commotion about concussions.
That's
and
right.
Stuff
all the lawsuits. That's what happens. Yeah. You don't want to play, and you don't want to do it this way. Then we'll change the game up. This is the public.
You got schools around the country like nixing football off the whole athletic program, man.
Yeah.
Kids grew up playing this for
like, you know what? It's funny. It's funny because my son got his first concussion playing basketball.
Like,
somebody clipped him while he was going up underneath for a layup, and yep. They clipped him, and he hit his head, and it was like he cracked some eggs.
Yeah.
It was so loud, but that was his first concussion. He never got a concussion.
Football.
It didn't. Wasn't a concussion in football. It was in basketball.
I've had probably a student athlete. This will be my fifth year coaching high school varsity. I probably had a student-athlete one per year miss time due to a concussion. At least minimally one student-athlete per year. Minimally. I can probably think of, I've never had them two at one time, but I can think of one and then another one within that same season.
Really?
Just through, I had a keeper last year. He got, he took it to the face playing a West Virginia team. And he got up and he was fine and he went back down, took a knee. Trainer came over to him and he walked past the bench. He wasn't there.
You can tell.
Yeah, he wasn't there. We took him to the hospital. I mean, a lot of protocol now. There's a lot of procedures to go through. You got to do so many days headache free. You got to do so much cardio headache free. So many things. So many days.
Oh, yeah.
It's a protocol now. So, I mean, at least they have that in place. Yeah.
It took when it comes to high school or middle school, I know that it's the ultimate decisions for the athletic director. They don't care about your doctor.
No.
You have to pass. Their tests are longer.
She's had a concussion playing volleyball.
They make you do cardio.
Yes.
And not have a headache.
You have to do day, I don't know, three, for instance, no equipment. It's like 25 minutes you got to do. So we'll put our kids on a bike, a stationary bike. They've got to ride a bike for 25 minutes. And then so many times you got to be headache free. Now, if you're on day five of day 10, and I don't know the specifics, but if you're on day five of day 10 and you have a headache on day five, then you have to start all over again. You've got to go so many days consecutively without having a headache through rigorous activity.
Only because I wasn't really paying attention, but going back into like when we grew up, the 90s, into the 80s, did we have these?
I don't remember. No. I don't remember.
Matter of fact, when they just say shake it off and get back on the field.
You better.
But
I remember I've been knocked like
out.
Lights. You mean seeing bells, the whole kick the boodle, give it a little head shake, and then you go. That's what I'm saying. Like, I'm worried about, like, what's
going
to happen to me in 10 years? I think it's the electronics. I think it plays a lot on your brain.
Yes, it does.
I think it plays a lot on your brain.
That blue light,
I think
Chris.
That. And there was a kid I played with that.
It's not Kmart. It's not Kmart blue lights.
I hang out around the red lights.
Ooh. FY. News alert. News alert.
No.
Patriots lost.
We got a first loss of the season.
Just like the Philadelphia Eagles.
Watch the Patriots. They just lost.
Yep. It's not my birthday today.
31 to 20.
She's not claiming it. She's not
going to claim it. It's a birthday
31. Loss. 31 to 20. Right, 31 to 20. 31 to Jacksonville Jaguars.
I thought Shay was going to do karaoke. What?
Who did you lose to today?
Tampa Bay, they're 2-0.
She was going to do karaoke to Earth, Wind, and Fire, right?
Okay.
Fitzpatrick had a heck of a game.
Well, I mean, they got a heck of a defense.
They
so
do.
So.
And we only lost by a touchdown on 27-21.
It was 31-20. We lost by a touchdown and a field goal.
And a field goal and a two-point conversion.
Yeah, whatever. It's not that much.
It's 11 points. Somebody lost a lot of money on that spread, too.
I don't think I wouldn't have took that game. No. I told you I didn't have a good feeling.
You did say that.
I did not have.
So
a
it's
good
all your fault.
Hey,
all right.
That's how it is.
Beautiful.
So I tell you what we're gonna do.
Yeah, we're gonna do it.
Reggaeton.
That sucks.
No, it is not.
But reggaeton.
What is wrong with you?
Put a little gasoline. Put in some gasoline.
That's not real reggaeton.
That's some shit music is what that is.
That is not real reggaeton. I'm going to tell you that right now.
Can we just leave it at reggae?
Yeah.
Yeah, reggae is fine.
I love reggae.
It's okay.
So Harpers Ferry, September 22nd. Yeah. They're having a good thing out there. You need to go out there.
You go there after dark?
Harpers Ferry?
Uh-huh.
I'm
going to
probably.
Okay.
They're there after dark.
It's going to smell really good.
Yeah.
Harpers Ferry after dark is a dangerous place.
Yeah.
It's going to smell
good. Is that what
you're saying? I'm just saying.
You might trip and fall down the side of a mountain. That's a very hilly town.
It's going to be a lot of smoke.
It's going to be fire. There you go.
A lot of smoke.
Yeah. Shay wants to say happy birthday. I know you
happy birthday.
Jay, happy birthday to you. Happy belated birthday to you, Jay. Happy belated. Man, I'm December. Chris, when's
what
your
about
birthday?
Me?
When's your birthday, Chris?
January
what?
5th.
Oh.
Nobody cares.
December 20th. Nobody really cares.
Right.
December 20th. And
right
no,
before Christmas and I, right after the New Year.
I can't. I can't. What's that?
My sister-in-law's birthday is like the 24th.
I can't tell you last time I got a birthday gift that wasn't combined with a Christmas gift.
Yeah, right.
It's been over 40 years.
Oh, wow.
I'll tell you what, December 20th,
we'll make a special effort.
Here.
Yeah, we'll separate.
December, and that'll be a downtime. I didn't tell you guys. I don't know if I told you or not, but I accepted a coaching position at Hagerstown Community College. I'll be an assistant women's basketball coach over there. So my schedule got a little hectic, but it also becomes a little more consistent. So I'm excited.
Okay,
yeah, I'll be
good.
Back. I'll be back.
All right, good.
Bunch of games.
Season just started, man.
Bunch of games.
So, yeah, football time. Let's go, Patriots.
Yeah. Good place to watch it, too.
Yeah.
That's right. We're going to drink number 45.
Fly, Eagles, fly.
Die, Eagles, die. That's what I say.
Oh, die, Eagles, die.
Yeah.
So, we're having Jay, for Shay, for Chris, for Coach Jameer King.
Later. Peace. You've been listening to The Hub Show with your hosts, Shay Lewis, Chris Canfield, and Jay Heisch.
The Hub Show. Be sure to follow us and like us. We are on Facebook, Instagram. We're also on SoundCloud, of course.
Share us, babies.
Hey, well, listen, share us. Tell your friends, your friends' friends.
And your sister's your friends and your cousin's friends.
Your baby,
and your frenemies.
Your baby mamas, your baby mama's mamas.
Mama's daddy's daddies.
And baby
daddies.
Mama's daddies. And baby daddy daddies.
Daddy's mama's bad.
All right, so The Hub Show. Facebook, Instagram, SoundCloud. We're out
share
there.
Share us, like us, tag us.
All
love
that
us.
We are The Hub Show.
Peace.
Podcasting and broadcasting.
Mm-hmm.